head over to the livestock side and looking at these lower prices that we've seen within the complex, still seeing a big glut of hogs coming to market. Could that be an advantage and competing against this beef a little bit stronger?
Yeah, one of the things we're seeing, though, is also money exiting the commodity sector as a whole, and then that includes the ag sector. But you play into that, we have ample supplies of meat right now. Not only are we producing a lot of pork, but we're dumping some more poultry on the market as we see exports impacted. Iowa has now been added to the list that Mexico won't take poultry from. And we're importing a lot. The strength of the dollar really makes it profitable to import meat from other countries into the United States to help meet that demand. So that's overall weak on the market. We did have pork supplies in good balance and showing signs of carving out a broad bottom in the pork product price as well as in the cash hog market. But the concern that continues to hang over this market is avian flu, and as the market tries to figure out, is that bearish because it's going to dump more cheap poultry meat on the market, or is it friendly because it's going to end up expanding to the point where it reduces poultry meat from the market, and the trade simply can't decide which way it's going to be.
Well, speaking of demand, are we going to see that changing for the cattle at all?
Well, I think in reality our demand here at home has been better than a lot expected. It's been very good, but we've been importing so much beef to meet some of that demand. So beyond imports, the question is how much more domestic cattle do we need, and how's that weigh with increasing supplies of slaughter-ready cattle that the packers have available to them? Packers have really been ahead the last couple of weeks in that poker game with the feeders. They've been able to buy cattle in recent weeks, put them back on feed, add some weight to them, take them off, and add more pounds of beef production overall to what's available. And that's removed their need to battle for supplies on the negotiated market. And we've seen this sharp break in cash. The best argument the bulls can put forward right now is we might get steady money this week. And that's not real encouraging. Futures suggesting we're going to see much weaker cash prices once again.
Any other thoughts, livestock or grain, that you would like to pass along?
Well, overall, I think as we look at this commodity complex, we're going to continue to be in a deflationary cycle for the commodity complex. What that means is the fund managers who are our major influence in the grain and oilseed markets in the short term, long term, supply and demand still drives price. But short-term, other factors and perceptions of reality. And when you're in a deflationary cycle, instead of worrying about potential weather risk for the growing season and adding risk of premium to the market, as we typically do, the focus is on how demand is declining and supplies are adequate or ample or even surplus. I think one of the encouraging things going forward or things to watch is going to be the 370 area for May corn and the 395 area for December corn. We probed below those levels today looking for sell stops and did not find a lot of sell stops. That is very encouraging. Hopefully we can close above those levels and start to build on that. But once again, this market's in a mode where rallies are meant to be sold.